you for the work of the cross, the complete work of the cross. Gee al die eer vanoggend, Here. All honor and glory and praise be to you, Lord. You're the one who deserves it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, music team. God literally bless you. Thank you for being here, and for those who are watching, I'd like to thank you. Always, we get feedback. I was very proud of young Werner, who ministered last week. We have a lot of friends who are older that watch, that have moved from Kroonstad in time. En baie het ons terugvoer gegee en gesê, baie dankie vir die woord van Sondag, dit was 'n groot seën. So dit is vir my great, as jy 'n pa is, dan word jy opgewonde as die seuns goed doen. Jy is nie geïntimideer of jaloers as 'n seun goed doen, dis belaglik. Is ek reg? As 'n seun goed doen, is jy trots. En ek kan dit sê, ek is trots op die woord wat die jongman gebring het laas week. En hy is nie hier vandag, so ek kan dit sê, as jy dit sien, dis ook great. Vanoggend wil ons praat, ek wou praat oor Vader en Vader God, maar daar is nie tyd vir al twee, so ek sal volgende week bietjie raak weer aan Vader God. Ek wil net praat oor Vader, ek en jy, Vaders op Vadersdag. We're going to speak about being a dad. And the title this morning, as ek het die titel moet gee, vraag, van hart na huis na gemeenskap. From heart to home to community. Van hart na huis na gemeenskap. Ons gemeenskap word uiteindelik wat is in die hart van mense. Die toestand van die gemeenskap is eintlik maar wat die toestand van harte is van die meerderheid van die mense om ons. Your heart condition will determine what it's like at home, and your home in the whole community will finally determine what it's like in the community. And it's quite weird, we pray for a good community, but people's hearts need to change. If people's hearts change, their homes will change, the community will be influenced. Ek het 'n baie nice ding gelees, iemand het my gestuur, 'n storiekie wat vir my baie beteken het. Dis verskriklik eenvoudig. Ek het 'n paar keer al gesê, vir 'n vlak mens is alles diep. For a shallow person, everything's deep. So this is a deep one for me. Hier is vir my baie diep. Iemand stuur my, 'n vriend stuur my 'n storiekie, en miskien het van julle dit gelees, van hierdie man wat altyd by hierdie bejaarde paartjie gaan kuier. En met die tyd, hy kuier by hierdie bejaarde paartjie, hy is soos vriende van hulle, maar, en elke keer as hy gaan koffie drink, het hy begin oplet meer en meer dat die tannie die koffiebottel, bring na die oom, hy sit stil en sy maak koffie nou vir die oom en die haarself en die vriend. En dan elke keer dan bring sy die koffiebottel dat die oom hom moet oopmaak en dan gaan sy terugkom by huis toe, dan maak sy die koffie. En eendag sê die vriend, maar hy wil nou hierdie tannie help, is nou 'n goeie ou. En hy koop so leer bandjie ding wat jy kan om 'n bottel sit en jy maak dit makliker oop. En hy sê, tannie, voor hulle begin het, sê hy, tannie, ek het vir tannie 'n geskenk. Hy sê, hierdie ding maak 'n koffiebottel of 'n bottel, 'n houertjie maklik oop. En sy sê, dankie, yes, dis great. En dit sal tannie help. Sy sê, dankie, daar sy inkom bys toe. 2 minute later kom sy uit weer met die koffiebottel en sy gee dit vir die oom. En die oom sê, dankie, en hy maak die koffiebotteltjie oop. En daar gaat sy terug met die bottel. Na die tyd kry hy die tannie by die kar en die oom bly daar binne. En sy sê vir, hy sê vir die tannie, tannie, ek wil net vir jou vraag, hoekom het jy dit nie gebruik nie? En sy sê, sy verstaan nou wat hy sê. Sy sê, die oom kan makkelijk, sy sê, ek kan makkelijk die koffiebottel oopmaak, ek. Sy sê, maar ek wil nog graag vir die oom eer as man van my huis. Want weet jy wat, die oom kan minder en minder doen, en hy kan nog die bottel oopmaak. So ek wil hom eer, ek vat het elke keer na hom, en hy maak die bottel oop. En sy sê, ek gee 'n bietjie waarde weer vir die oom. diep of vlak, werk om uit. Vlak storiekie, baie diep betekenis. Baie diep. Gee jy nog eer? Of sê jy, gee vir my man, ek kan het makkeliker oopmaak en beter as jy doen. To the younger generation watching, it's true, you can do a lot more than me and my fellow brothers my age and older. But give honor sometimes. Sometimes we still feel valuable when we open the coffee bottle. You understand? And this lady caught it, what it is to honor her husband and the father of her kids. To just bring it every time that he'd feel he's at least opening the coffee bottle, because he couldn't do the whole thing anymore. So good. We want to talk a bit about this morning, honoring even the younger children, honoring, bringing honor where it's due, honoring not wrongly, but honoring dad, and honoring dads. But dads, I want to challenge you today to be the dad that God's called you to be. Daar's een kant waar ons eer aandring op die eer van ons kinders of hulle om ons, maar die vraag is, gaan ek ook begin uitleef? Nie om dit te verdien nie, maar gaan ek uitleef wat God sien as 'n pa. What does God see? And to those watching, there's going to be a lot of people watching because they're not here today. They're with Father's Day somewhere. There's a lot of dads. We are under pressure. We are challenged. I know. But there's a lot of dads who are going to watch. And I want you to hear a little bit of very basic this morning. Are you and me doing what God expects us to do as dads? As fathers. Starting as husbands, but as fathers. Are you busy doing dads? Julle daar agter, ek dink nie die mans wat daar agter sit is verniet daar nie. Julle is almal pa's, nê? Watch it. Julle moet luister. Danny Hawk. Ek spot sommer. You young dads, listen. Start now. Us older dads sometimes lie awake and we think, oh, flip, if I only did it different. Time's gone. And God forgives us. That it doesn't change what God expects. And we see right in the beginning, we're not going to show the Bible verses. We're going to start now. But right in the beginning, we see at creation with Adam and Eve, God gave Adam a command. God gee Adam a bevel. En die vyand was slinks genoeg om Eva te kry. Nou, een nou sê, ja, maar Adam moes by Eva gewees het, want hy was nie daar om haar te beskerm met die versoeking en dis spekulasie, dis wat ons noem interpretasie, ons weet nie. Die feit is, God gee Adam een bevel. You can take of all of this, but this, don't touch. He spoke to Adam. And when there was the fall, they went and hid. In the cool of the day, they were walking in the garden. You can go read it, Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. Go and read it as homework. They're walking in the garden. It's baie interessant. God weet alles, nee? They were walking in the garden in the cool of the day. En God kom, is baie interessant, ek wil hê julle moet dit net vang hierdie. Hulle loop in die koel van die middag, en God kom, hulle hoor God en hulle is naak en hulle is beskaam, so hulle kruip weg. God sê nie, Eva, Eva, waar is jy? Dit is interessant, hy het nie gesê, Eva, waar is jy nie. Hy sê, Adam, Adam, waar is jy? It says, and God called to the man and said, where are you? Toe maak hy oop en hy sê, oh, nee, ons is skaam. En die Here sê, hoekom is jy skaam? En ons het nou dit gedoen, hoekom het jy dit gedoen? Toe sê hy, Eva. En toe spreek die Here Eva aan. Jy kan gaan lees. God het nie Eva gelos nie. God het Eva aangespreek en God het die serpent, die slang, aangespreek, en God het toe Adam aangespreek. Laaste. And then he said to Adam, very interesting thing, he said to Adam, he says, because the commandment that I gave you, Adam, was not adhered to. You will toil the ground and sweat of your brow. He started by calling Adam, and he ended with the reprimand, not on the serpent and Eve, but he reprimanded Adam, and he said, that which I commanded you to not do. En wat is die verhaal hier agter? Mans. Ons gaan nou daar uitkom. Mans. Don't give up on what God commands you to do. Even if Eve says, have a happy. Don't. You stick as men. Because finally, God will call you to account. And Eve, but you will be the final responsibility. Not your wife. Even if your wife messes it up, you will be called to account. That's scary. Because God gave the command to Adam. Jy sê my, ja, maar onthou net ek gesê, moenie redenering gebruik nie. Gebruik geestredenering. As God so sê, dan is het so. En waar begin hier julle ding? So ons praat bietjie oor man, pa. Man en pa. Ons gaan een paar punte noem vandag. Is eintlik, julle sal het geniet saam met ons. Verse 17, it's not on the board. Genesis 2 verse 17 says, you listened to your wife's voice. Hoor wat sê hy? You listened to your wife's voice. And you never listened to what I commanded you to do. Interessant, nee? Hy sê vir Adam, Adam, jy moet nie sê, nee, jy het die appel geëet, of wat ook al, omdat Eva vir jou gegeet nie. Hy sê, you didn't listen to my voice. Mans, paas, ek wil vir jou vraag, we have to, as men, and I'm with you, we have to listen to God's voice first. And I'm not talking about in arrogance, I'm not talking about in rebellion, I'm not talking about you and your wife are one and you equal. Yes, you both one, you equal. There's no slave or free man. We're all one in Christ. But there's still an order. And God speaks to man. And God's man, me, God's man, must listen to his voice. It's important. And when accountability comes, hier is baie belangrik, wat ek wil sê. Het's net 'n inleidingkie. Wanneer rekenskap kom, gaan die Here eerste kom na die hoof van die huis. Maar dis nou die negatiewe kant. Die positiewe kant is, as die hoof van die huis doen wat God sê, maak het vir die hele huisgesin seën oop. When the head of the home, the husband, does what God says, it opens blessing for the rest of the family. Come on. You guys look so excited. When a man, you see, in the Bible, what is a real man in the Bible? What is a real man? I was having a bath this morning thinking about the sermon and thinking, what's a real man? Man who smokes Gunston Plain with a belt and a gun and walks through the desert and he doesn't even drink water. That's a real man. That's got nothing to do with manhood. A real man. Uncle Angus used to put out that sticker, real men follow Jesus. A real man does what God commands. A real man is committed to God. It's not how big I am, and I always say that because I'm smaller than others. It's not how tall you are, make you a real man. You girls who are looking for men, you're going to hear a few secrets today. You girls watching, looking for men, can tell you a few secrets. Don't compromise on what I'm saying. Get a real man, even if he's 3 foot high. No, but I'm serious. Get a real man. A man obeys God's voice. He doesn't just obey all the voices around him. A real man listens to God's voice. And we've got thousands of voices talking to us. But there's one voice of the good shepherd that's the important voice. Is it right, Ruan? The voice of the shepherd is the voice you must listen to first. Then your wife can come in and say her say, which they do very seldom. Just joking. Now you're welcome. Add value to the truth. Wives, we need you to color in. Add value to the truth. But men, you must know what's the truth. Amen. It's important. I wrote down here, man will finally be the one giving accountability to God. But a man is also the one who can open blessing into his home. And it's time for blessing into your homes. I'd like to start this morning. We're going to run through the scripture. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. You see, the word of God hasn't changed. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, we're going to start. In Corinthians 11, verse 3. Hy sê, baie makkelijk, en dis die context van gebed, maar as jy Ephesians 5, 23 toe gaan, sê dit precies dieselfde. So daar is 'n dieper context. Hy sê, ek wil echter hê, julle moet weet, dat Christus die hoof is van elke man. Ek dink dis nogal duidelik, is ek reg? Christus is die hoof van elke man. You girls looking for husbands? Husband who's where Christ is not the head of him? I'm not telling you not to. You got the freedom of choice. But I want to just tell you, When you decide to marry someone whose Christ is not the head of that man, where is he accountable to? To what voices will he listen to? Now come on, let's be honest. What voices is he going to listen to? If Christ's voice isn't clear in his life, what voice is he going to listen to? To the politicians? Or to his old professor that he had 20 years ago when he was in university? That voice is still the voice who guides him. And all of those friends' voices. Friends are important. Professors are important. We need each other. But there's a voice that's got to be the head voice in your life as a man. That's Christ's voice. Christ is the security. It's always worked for me when I listen to Christ. Verstaan jy my boeta? Wanneer ek luister vir Christus, is dit altyd die beste, al is dit nie die beste feitlik nie. Dit is altyd langtermyn die beste om daardie stem te onderworpe aan, te luister. Wat sê Christus vir my? Nie wat sê mense en opinies. Snaakse, nice goedkies. And so, Christ is the head of elke man, elke man. Hy sê so, hy wil hê julle moet weet dat Christus die hoof is van elke man en die man die hoof is van sy vrou. Lees Ephesians 5 vir context. Die hoof van sy vrou. En dan gaan hy verder, dan vat hy die laaste deel van bo, en hy sê, en God is die hoof van Christus. Nou, God die Vader, Abba Vader, gaan nie, hy en Christus, gaan nie iets snaaks doen met jou man. Hy gaan nie, kan ek dit net sê, God the Father in Christ will not ruin your life, husband. He's going to bless your life. God's not going to ruin your life. Amen. He's going to mess up your fun, yeah. He's going to mess your fun up, but he won't ruin your life. If you follow Christ, he'll stop quite a few things of fun, if it's worldly fun. But he won't mess your life up. He'll make a success of your life. You see, you're not built to just have fun. You built for purpose. And it's all of our struggles. It's all of our struggles. Is to obey that voice. Because in the long run, that's the voice that's going to mean the best for me. Amen. Hulle mag amen sê. Sê dit net sagies. Nee, ek spot sommer, julle kan. Vrouwens, ek wil net vir julle sê, God het nooit bedoel dat jy vloerlap is nie. So dit is nie wat die skrif sê nie. Wives are not doormats. Wives are not just servants of their husband. Throw that one out. Amen. If I let my wife come and stand here this morning, none of you will say, yes, I can see she's just totally shattered. She's just been a vloerlap for the last 36 years. No. Christ doesn't make the church a vloerlap of his. The church is his bride that he loves. Oh, come on. Catch this. The church, you and me, are the bride of Christ that he loved so much. He gave his life for us that we will one day be free from that sin and we'll shine as his precious bride and become literally the wife of Christ. He loves us so much. And that's Christ is the head of every man. That's the spirit I should release into a woman, the wife, and the wife will become secure with that. She won't feel she's a flutelop. She'll want to be there in that safe place because she knows my man is listening to Christ. And that's flowing down into us. And that will also be the best for the wife. Mark it sin. This is what precious is. Dis niks vloerlap, maar kerk abuse mense en misused. Jy moet nie eens luister of kyk na sulke nonsense nie. Follow Christ and follow things. There's terrible things on the TV. Don't even worry about that. Follow what Christ's attitude is. Pick up the heart of Christ. Going to go to the next verse, and I'd like to read this to you, Joshua 24, verse 15. It's quite cool. In fact, the whole Bible is. For those watching, I would like to really encourage you, and including my three boys, Lee and Duncan and Trevor, who will also with time be watching today. I told them, I said they must all watch. This is something beautiful. Joshua 24, verse 15 says, he says something interesting. Dads, you need to do this. Not moms, not wives, husbands and dads. Your family needs to hear your voice. Your family moet jou stem hoor, paas, mans. Those watching, your family must hear your voice. You're a voice in your home. Joshua 24:15, he says, interesting, he says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, praat met sy broers, Joshua, I say, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day who you will serve. Are you going to serve whether the God of your ancestors that they served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites? In this land where you're now living. And then Joshua says, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That thing of the Amorites, very, very interesting. The Amorites worshipped the sun. They worshipped the God of the mountains, male and female. Plus a whole bunch of funny stuff. And I acknowledge the right of people to do what they want to. I can't mix in with your rights. Today, the world is back at that place. It's seeking something better to serve. People are serving feathers and crystals, and they're serving gods, the sun and the moon, and some are as bad as serving cows. And Joshua just says, you choose who you're going to serve. But me, and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Men, your family must hear your voice. And you must say, I have no desire to serve these other gods. I desire to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The living God is the God I serve. Your family must hear your voice. When last have you told your family? As for me and my house, you can serve who you want to. And we're in a country that it's fine. I'm not going to say anything. You want to bow down to the sun? Bow down to the sun. That's not something new. You think you found this new thing. That's been there from the beginning of time. People have worshipped funny things, man. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Unashamed. Unashamed. I want to serve the Lord, my God. Onbeskaamd wil ek die Here, my God, dien. En nie die gode van die Amorite en al hierdie ander ancestors wat hulle aanbid en raad kry. Snaakse plekke waar mense raad soek. Snaakse plekke. En hier is 'n paar punte wat ek gaan ingaan bietjie anders te vanoggend van. Is net vier, daar's baie meer, maar is net vier dele wat ek my hart gehad het vandag. Van 'n Bybelse perspektief. van 'n gesonde pa of man. Ek gaan net 4 punte doen vanoggend. En ek sal die maklikste wat ons baie van ons van hou eers te doen. Maar ek wil hê jy moet diep hoor en dit eintlik uitwerk. These are 4 points that I'm going to share about husbands or dads of a godly dad, godly man. I want to be a godly man. I fail many times. In Christ, I'm perfect through His work. But in practical, I fail many times. I miss it. And the first one, you can show the first picture there. The first one, I want to go to the verse on 2 Thessalonians 3. And we're going to go through a few verses, 10 until 12. In Afrikaans, 2 Thessalonians 3 vers 10 tot 12. Afrikaans 83 vertaling. Hy sê, toe ons nog by julle was, het ons vir julle uitdruklik gesê, as iemand nie wil werk nie, moet hy ook nie eet nie. Hy sies toch, hy gaan honger word. As hy nie wil werk nie, moet hy nie eet nie. Dit gaan nie wat se werk hy moet doen nie. Dit gaan nie oor hoeveel geld hy gaan maak nie. Dit gaan oor die man se wil om te werk, om te voorsien vir sy familie. Almal sê, ja, maar die man moet die voorsiener wees. Wel, dit gaan nie oor hoeveel hy voorsien nie. Dit begin met die wil om te voorsien vir sy familie. Al was hy karre, al tel hy vuilgoed op, al werk hy en tel asblikke op, dit maak nie saak nie, hy moet 'n wil hê om te werk, om te voorsien, en dan gaan God se seën begin val oor hy familie. Ek meet dit nooit met hoeveel, want een ou het baie en een ou het minder, dit gaan nie oor die hoeveelheid van voorsiening nie, dit gaan oor die wil om te voorsien. The will to provide is a godly desire in a man, not the amount he provides. Wives, don't put pressure on your husband. He has to provide a certain amount. First, get a man who's willing to provide, who's got the heart to work and to serve his family and to provide for his family. Amen? Very important this. Very, very important for a godly husband. Dit sê, toe ons nog by julle was, het ons vir julle uitdruklik gesê, as iemand nie wil werk nie, moet hy ook nie eet nie. Ons sê dit, omdat ons verneem, dat daar mense by julle is, wat leeg lê. Wat self nie werk nie, en hulle net met ander se sake bemoei. Dis nie duidelik nie. Heeltyd tir met ander se sake, maar werk nie self nie. Hy los die ander mense uit, man. Can work. Amen? And I'm not talking about what work and how much you make. I'm talking about the will to work. Because God has got a way that if you are willing to put skouer to the wheel. Hoeveel getuienis het ons al gehoor? Dat mense sê, ek het begin as 'n veer en toe word ek 'n stoorman en toe word ek 'n voorman. That's nice, hey? Van stoorman na voorman. En uiteindelik, na jare, word die ou bestuurder van 'n seksie. Amen? Because he started to be willing with a good attitude to work, to provide. And look what he says it beautifully. Sulke mense beveel en gebied ons op gesag van wie? Come on, julle. Bibi, julle. Hy sê, sulke mense beveel en gebied ons op gesag van die Here Jesus Christus. Onder wie se gesag moet ons staan eerste? Jesus Christus. Hy sê, under His authority, dat hulle aandag by hulle werk moet bepaal en hulle eie brood moet verdien. It's as easy as that. I'm not being funny. If you don't want to work, you don't eat. And it's not about what work you do. If you wash cars and you clean up, then you do it. Then you've earned to be able to eat. But what we do is the devil tackles us with emotions and we feel sorry and we move, catch this, out of Christ's authority. And so we start doing stuff that God doesn't back, and the person never breaks through. That's supposed to work and have a blessing from God himself. He's supposed to come under God's authority and enjoy the blessing of God himself. And what we do is, I'm not talking about someone who can't work. I'm not talking about someone who's lame or has got a problem physically. I'm just talking, hy het gesê, mense wat net lui wegsteek, wat nie wil werk nie. Maak het sin. En die Here sê, nee, werk. Is werk lekker altyd, as ek julle vra? Staan jy altyd op en sê, nog 'n lekker dag werk. Nou, hoor hoe lag hulle. No, we don't all wake up so excited about the day's work. I've got to go face those people again. Oh, good Lord. Talk to them again. I've got to go make those big decisions. God, can't it be someone else who makes those decisions? I've got to make a decision, and right or wrong, it can cost big money or whatever it is you're doing. It's cold and you've got to go and work outside. You don't wake up and say, yippee, it's cold, I can go and work. -5, I love it. You must just be willing. And God sees your heart and he pours his blessing out. And when that starts happening, the whole family gets blessed. So the first one is provide. Men, a heart to provide. God will see that the amount will be work out. Have a heart. Start with a heart to provide for your family. Is y'all okay? First is provide. The second that really touched me. Sure. The second is pray for your family, Dad. Pray for your kids. They need your prayers. The moms do, thank you. Dads, your children need your prayers and to hear you pray. Loud. Unashamed. Unashamed praying for your kids. Sometimes we dodge it because it's just too much effort. Ja, nie is reg. Okay, my kind, bye. Ek is so. Instead of saying, listen, before we go, you can keep your eyes open or closed, but I'm going to pray for you. But my biggest problem is too lazy to pray. Yet that prayer of a dad, in faith, sincere, gebed van 'n pa, opreg, dra geweldige krag. En het seën 'n kind, wanneer 'n kind hoor die pa, bid en seën sy kinders. Ja, ek voorsien, ma kan bid. Ma, bid, nie worry, sy bid reeds. 20 keer meer as jy. Kom ontspan, sy doen het reeds. Jy moet voorsien en bid. Ask the dads watching, pas wat kyk, wanneer laas het jou kinders jou stem gehoor in gebed oor jou? Hoor hulle dit ooit meer? Al is jou kinders soos myne, wat alreeds bietjie ouer is. 30's, groot kinders al. Hoor hulle pa se gebede. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 18, 1 Kronieke. It says, Lord, David bid, Lord, the God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people and keep their hearts loyal to you. He bid David vir die volk. Hou hulle harte loyaal teenoor u, o Here. And then he says something. I love this. Verse 19. And give my son. Oh man. Ek raak emosioneel met dit. Trap jou seun minder uit en begin vir hom bid. Ek was 'n seun, ek het my ouers baie teleurgestel. My seuns het my ook al teleurgestel. En ons is Christenmans, ons is Christenpaas. Miskien moet ons seuns ons stem hê wat bid vir ons. And then David's praying, and he prays for Solomon. I love this. And he says, and give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion. Please, Lord, give my sons a devotion to you, Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Here, gee my kinders 'n toewyding aan u. Asseblief, Here. Give my sons the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, your statutes, and your decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided. I say, Here, I kom bid vir my seun. Mag hy u woord, die skrif, die opdragte, Here, help hulle om dit te onderhou. Want hy moet nou bou. Ek het klaar my deel gedoen. Hy moet aangaan. Salomo moet aangaan. Help hom, Here. Come on, guys. Ek sien paas sit hier met hulle seuns. Of is paas hier met julle seuns? Paas hier wat se seuns nie hier is nie. Of dogters. Ek praat net seuns, want dit is uit die Bybel. Niks anders as met die dogters ook. When last have your daughter or your sons heard you praying for you? I can say this on the camera to my sons, Lee and Duncan and Trevor. You're going to watch this, and I'm asking you to listen, because I'm praying, Father, please let them keep your commands and serve you, Lord. Amen. And I can name you guys who've got sons and daughters. I can name like this here, looking at you. I don't want to do it, but I can name it. Saying, Lord, please just lift my son. And Father, give my son that wisdom to serve you, Father. And maybe phone him or her afterwards and just pick the phone up and say, my kind, I just want to tell you, I'm praying for you, eh? But I'm going to pray for you now. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're not driving, listen. Pray, Lord, you just touch my daughter, my son, that I'll serve you, Lord. There's something deep about that. There's something substance. There's a substance daarin. Nee. There's iets wat amper diep waarde het met wat ek sê vandag. And it's not always easy for a dad. That's why I'm sharing these, because it's not easy. You can show the picture. As jy 'n klein kindertjies het, kyk hoe mooi prent. As jy 'n klein kindertjies het, of jou kinders onder jou, sien hoe jou hande amper oor hulle hande gevou is, waar die een wat finaal bid is, daai pa, ek het nou nie die grootste hande nie, maar die pa's met die groot hande, wat so oor die familie se handjies is, en hierdie pa bid. He says, I'm covering you in prayer, my kids. You must pray. Kids, mom, pray. But dads, put your hands over them all. Pray for them. It's beautiful. Right, let's move to the next. The next is dads, you have to build in. Pas, julle moet inbou in julle kinders in. Moet dit nie los nie. Daar's, ek het gepraat van, julle moet voorsien, julle moet bid, en julle moet inbou. Eintlike konstruktiewe inbou, pas. Dads watching. Dads, we're going to get honored today, and it's Father's Day. Woo-hoo! En ons kry geskenkies en chocolates en kaartjies. Jy's 'n wonderlike pa, en dis cool, en sit die kaartjie langs jou bed en lees hom elke aand. Maar as 'n challenge vir my en jou as pa, is om te sê, bou jy in jou kinders in geestelik? Het jy kaartjie, George? Ek spot sommer. Ek wil net sê, ouens, ons maak 'n groot boei van 'n Vadersdag, en is nice, en ons voel goed daaroor, vat papa vir ete, nee, lekker ete, en gaan eet uit. But guys, dads, we need to, it's not if we deserve that, thank you, honor us, I love it. But dads, we've got something to do in this world. We've got a family. Ons het 'n familie. Ons moet inbou in ons kinders. Hulle moet iets sien in ons. En ek het baie gefail met dit, ek weet. Maar is nooit te laat nie, al is my kinders groot. Hulle moet iets sien in my. Wat is op my lippe? Wat is my motiewe? Wat is in my gedagtes as hulle hoor ek praat? Wat hoor my kinders? Van daardie ouderdom. Hulle moet hoor. Anders as wat die wêreld gee. Al wat baie kinders hoor is net ma en pa wat fight. Enigste tyd as pa sy mond oopmaak en beklei hy. Anders is pa tjoepstil. Alright. Kyk wat sê hy in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, joh, dit is 'n lang woord. Ek het dit gekyk. En dis reg. Ek moet julle ligte noot. Bronwyn kom na my. Ek sê Bronwyn, daai is verkeerd gespeel. Deuteronomy. Dis dit reg. Halleluja. Lang woord. But Deuteronomy 3:9 Hoofstuk 6 vanaf vers 6. Hierdie gaan oor inbou in jou kinders. Hierdie gebooie wat ek jou vandag gegee het, en hy praat met mans. Praat met mans. Hierdie gebooie wat ek jou gegee het, moet in jou gedagtes bly en in die Engels sê must stay in your heart. Dads, the words of the Lord must stay in your heart. En dan sê hy, jy moet dit inskerp by jou kinders. Ek doen hierdie altyd as ons kinders inseen. Ek praat met hierdie skrif. Julle moet daaroor inskerp by jou kinders en met hulle daaroor praat. Sê saam met my, moenie skaam wees nie. Praat saam met my nou. Sê, praat. We need to praat die woorde van die Here in ons kinders in. Skerp dit in jou kinders in. As jy in jou huis is, as jy op pad is, as jy gaan slaap en as jy opstaan, jy moet dit as herinneringstekens vastbind aan jou hande en dit moet 'n merk op jou voorkop wees. Just stop jy. Put that picture on. Joodse mans, dra blokkie en 'n toukie ook om die linkerarm. Klein blokkie uit leer gemaak. En 'n blokkie op die voorhoof. Om hulle te herinner. Dis interessant. So ek gaan dit bietjie vergeestelik. Dis baie belangrik wat ek gesê. It's called it, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's a tef, like tef, tefillin. It's a block. And inside that leather block of the tefillin is commandments of the Torah that they put here. And they strap one here, up the left arm. What's here, inside? Heart. True story. Heart and mind. It's become one in obedience to God's law and His words. And they would wear that on their head. And everybody who sees them sees it on his arm and on his head. Now, I don't have to wear that. I'm not going to be more spiritual if I wear it. Because it's a thing in the spirit. In die gees, in die geestelike realm, moet ons as paas, was paas wat het gedra het, nee? Na 13 kon die jongman begin. En die paas moet het in die gees dra, dat my hart, my kop, het een geword. Met wat? Met Godse woord, sy opdragte, sy begeertes, en daar sê hy dit, inskerp het op jou kinders ooral, en hy sê, maak het op jou arm, en in jou hoof vas. This is who I am. I'm a Christian dad. I love God. And it flows down into my household. Van hart na huis. Amen. En ek dink baie keer, ek ook, and we unwrap that and chuck it away and take it off. Chuck it down there. And we say, yeah, there's no party time, brother. We'll put that on another time. Oh, ek gaan hierdie meeting uitsort nou. Dad, it's meant to stay on. The Jewish practice today, they only put it on in certain times. But in the spirit, it's supposed to be on permanently. Because my heart and my head have become one with God's word and His desires. God se opdragte, sy begeertes vir my, teen geword. Amen? It's okay. Is ons nog allemaal in een stuk. Net vier goedjies. En dan sê hy, skryf dit, back to the verse, skryf dit op jou deurkusyne. Starts with a heart. En dan sê hy, skryf dit op jou deurkusyne en dan op jou stadspoorte en English the gates. And those weren't, the homes those days never had fences and gates. It was the city had gates. And he was saying to the nation, guys, put this law into your hearts. Daar in jou binneste. En skerp dit in op jou kinders. Daar waar jy loop en werk, in die lande, in die huis, en in die, oral waar jy gaan, moet dit hier en hier wees vas. Hy sê, en dan gaan sit dit op jou deurkusyne. En dan, vat het nader aan het gemeenskap toe, en sit het op die poorte van die stadse hekke, en sê, this place belongs to God. But it starts in the heart. It doesn't start. We can put banners up outside Kroonstad, hierdie dorp hoort aan Jesus, ek is bly, skryf het, but it's got to start here. Then the home. Then the community. So, eerste een, gebed, voorsien, dan gebed, en dan inbou. Die derde en nie die laaste een, is 'n belangrike een, baie belangrik. Paas, hierdie is baie belangrik. Lukas 15, vers 20, is die baie bekende verhaal van die verlore seun. It says, so he got up and went to his father. Julle kan self Lukas 15 gaan lees. But while he was still a long way off, while the son was still a long way off, what happened? I'm going to ask Dian, kom staan hier. Jy moet nie bang wees nie. Daar is nie ander Dian achter jou. Is ek reg, is jy Dian? Al die jare. Staan daar. Wie kan wees? PJ, kom staan saam met ons. Staan net hier so. Sy by die huis gaan sê, ek gaan nie weer saam jylle pa. Dis te embarrassing. Sy, ek kan net so staan daar, sy net so. Jy hoef nie na die mense te kyk nie, maar you can just stand there. Look, look, I want you to look at this. This wasn't arranged, by the way. Wasn't. Hulle gaan toneel speel. Was profetiese toneel. Doen jy die kunste daarby, waar is die? Dans jy en ook, ek spot sommer waar, ek spot sommer. Ok, hier is nie een van daardie kunste nie. But while he was still a long way off, the son got up, you don't have to get up yet, the son got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, the son, the father saw him. First of all, saw him. Dads, do you see your kids? Or you're so busy, I want to say this, are you so busy with your work that you don't even see your kids anymore? I'm not talking about being at home. You're at home, but you still don't see them. Amen? Pass what cake? You're there in the house, but you don't see them. Because you're caught up with everything except seeing your kids. And this is not condemning. I'm a dad. This is not condemnation, my Bruce. Hierdie is mans onder Christus. Christus het my gesien toe ek ver weg was en verlore was. Is ek reg? En hy het my geroep en hy het my gered. En 'n man is onder Christus. So, mans, jy het nie verskoning nie. Ja, ek is 'n man, ek tel nie hierdie sagte hartjie goed op nie. Waar kom ons van daai goed? Christ saw us the lost. Husbands, you got to see your kids. Amen. And look what it says. It says, and the father saw him and was filled with compassion. He wasn't filled with, ek gaan hierdie mannetjie nou sy toekoms vertel. Hy het nou klaar sy inheritance gevat en hy het gemors en hy het op nonsens gaan mors en ek gaat hom nou, as hy terugkeer, gaat hy weet met wie hy bezig is. The Bible doesn't even say that. The Bible says, when the dad saw the son, he saw him coming door, and he was filled with compassion. That's Christ with us. Filled with compassion. It says, Now, hold on, because you're going to do this now. Do you see him standing there? It says, I'm going to just read it, and then you must do it for us. Amisha, it says, he was filled with compassion. How's that compassion for Dion? It's good. It's there. Eh? He was filled with compassion for him. Then he ran to his son. He ran to his son. Threw his arms around him. And he kissed him. You can now run to your son. Throw your arms around him and kiss him. Was nie so bad nie, nee. Ek kan maar gaan sit. Dankie PJ. Ek het probeer dink wie kan draf en ek wou van julle toe dog ek ag nee wat PJ kan lekker draf. Guys, a visible compassion. Just want you to hear this. A visible compassion melts a heart. Real compassion. Visible compassion melts a heart. As sons, we often fail our dads. Just like I failed my God, my father now. And my own dad and mom, I failed many times as a teenager. I did silly things, which are not worth mentioning. All right? And my sons have failed me. My boys, you watching? You failed me only once or twice. But I want to say, dads, to have compassion in your heart is the wegspring place, and not anger. Because the Bible says anger never works the righteousness of God. Can't. And when we have compassion, and so we recap, when we provide, it's not the amount, it's the heart. When we pray and our kids hear us praying, it's beautiful. Amen. And when that's written on our foreheads and our arms, and we've made a decision as men, and we say, ek het 'n besluit geneem as man, ek, my huis dien die Here klaar. Hierdie goed's op my denke in my arms. Ek's nie funny of snaaks of oordeel nie en judge almal glad nie. Ek en my huis dien die Here. Dis in my gees, in my hart en is hier in my denke. Ek vernuwe hulle met die woord. Ons dien die Here. En dan wanneer jy interaksie het met jou familie. Pas, laat hulle compassion, compassie. Is dit die woord? Come on, julle is in die universiteit. Okay, let's slaan Engels toe. Dad, when you meet with your kids, let them understand the father brings first compassion. C1, compassion. Then correction. He doesn't just correct. He brings compassion, then correction. And kids will respond. For those who are watching, we're going to do a little action in the church. I want you to do this at home. We're going to bless our dads today. I want you in the lounges, and if you're driving when you get home, I want the moms and the kids to let the dad stand, and you can just stand around him. And I want you to honor him and pray for him. And I want you to say the following words to your dad. It's not being cheeky. I want you to say the following words to your dad. The little ones, they're too small there in the back. They can't. Wives, you need to do it for the dads. If you've got children, say it to your dads. Dad, I know in our society, in our culture, South African man culture, it's not so easy. But I know that what God wants you to do, Dad, is possible. And I want to be your greatest cheerleader to say, thank you for providing. Don't be shy to pray for me. Dad, don't be shy to speak about Jesus. We need to hear your voice. Dad, you can build into us. And Dad, last but not the least, is Dad, I know deep in your heart you do have a love and a compassion for us. And I pray that you'll be able just to show it. And then please keep correcting us. We need it. God bless you. Can we pray? Father, thank you for today. As we finish off this morning, we're going to pray for our families. I pray that you'll touch dads in a unique way and touch children and wives, that the judgment will stop around the dads. Today is a day of honoring, and we're going to pull up our dads and we're going to bless them, and that we will take up the challenge to be the dads, real men who follow Jesus. We give you all the glory. Amen. Baie dankie. You can just put a soft CD on. Guys, I'm going to ask you, if you don't have a dad or you're single here, it's not a problem. I want the families that are here. You can just come and stand in the corners. Let's just take five.